Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Kaushal Silva and Laharu Tillimani scored unbeaten centuries as the Sri Lankans scored 358 for 3 on day one of their four-day tour game against Northamptonshire. Silva was not out on 152 and Tillimani on 120 as they shared an unbroken partnership worth 238 after Sri Lanka had been 120 for 3 in the afternoon session. Against the Northamptonshire side that sits bottom of the County Championship Division 1 table, they recovered to bat through the final session without losing a wicket. England have named uncapped trio Moeen Ali, Chris Jordan and Sam Robson in their 12-man squad for the first test against Sri Lanka. At least two of those three will make their debut at Lord's when the first test of the summer begins on the 12th of June. Yorkshire all-rounder Liam Plunkett is back in the test squad some 7 years after playing his last test in 2007. That squad in full then, Alistair Cook the captain, Moeen Ali, James Anderson, Gary Balance, Ian Bell, Stuart Broad, Chris Jordan, Liam Plunkett, Matthew Pryor the wicketkeeper, Sam Robson, Joe Root and Chris Wokes. Bangladesh have called up uncapped batsman Mohammad Mithun and fast bowler Taskeen Ahmed to their 15-man squad to play India in 3 one-day internationals later this month. The games will be hosted in Dakar on the 15th, the 17th and the 19th of June. And as this series forms part of Bangladesh's preparation for the 2015 World Cup, they've opted to draft in a couple of newcomers. Their squad in full: Mushfiqur Rahim, captain and wicketkeeper, Abdul Razak, Al-Amin Hossain, Anmol Haque, Mamadullah, Mashrafi Mortaja, Mohammad Mithun, Mominul Haque, Nasir Hossain, Shakib Al Hassan, Sohag Ghazi, Tamim Iqbal, Taskeen Ahmed and Ziaur Rahman. Australian internationals Holly Firling and Julie Hunter faced time on the sidelines with lower back and thumb injuries respectively. Firling has a stress fracture with bone stress reaction in her lower back and will soon undergo surgery, while Hunter has had an operation to repair her fractured thumb. While Hunter is expected to be fit for Australia's series against Pakistan later this year, Firling is not expected to recover in time.